Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxing Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for a hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Willie Cummins, and her number is 209-481-3480. Should I repeat the number?
209-481-3480.
Correct. Her name is Willie, first name. Last name is Cummins.
I'm ready. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to start connecting with her.
Sure. Hi, Willie.
Hello.
Hi, Emmanuel here on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm here to help out as best as I can. Just to confirm real quick, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And now, was it yourself that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years, or was it a family member?
No, it was myself.
And which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Very sorry to hear that. Roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
2023, December.
December of 23, okay. Let me put that here. And when you were diagnosed, at what hospital or medical facility did you go to?
I went to hold on, I forgot the name just because you asked me.
Take your time.
It was California Pacific Medical Center.
Okay. Alrighty, I know that one there. The one in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your doctor's name?
Susan Wilson.
Susan Wilson, okay. And let me go here to this next section. And what state do you live in now?
California.
Okay, cool. I am in California as well. I'm in Irvine, though, in Orange County, so way down south from you. Then just to confirm here, you used the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
And on average, how many times a year would you say you use the hair relaxer?
12 times, once a month.
Okay. And let me go to this next section. So you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of California, correct?
Yes.
And then have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And then do you know any friends or family that used a hair relaxer that got sick like you or not really?
Not really.
No, okay. And then 1 second for this next section to load here. Bear with me. Okay. And then roughly around what date did you start, or what year did you start using the hair relaxers?
I've been using it since 2006.
Since 2006, okay. Yeah, until 23, or when did you stop?
Yeah, until December 23.
Oh wow, yeah, that's a long time, 17 years. No wonder you got sick, poor thing. I'm sorry. Let me put this here.
Yeah, go figure. You never know.
Right. And now, were you mostly using it at home or going to the salon?
Oh, at home.
At home. And then what brand did you primarily use?
L'Oreal.
L'Oreal, okay. And then just to confirm here, your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now, what kind of treatments did they give you? Like chemo, or what kind of treatments did you receive?
Well, I had surgery, and
Okay.
then they put me on antibiotics for a couple of months.
Okay, and what when did the surgery happen, roughly, would you say?
In late December of 23,
Okay,
it was
perfect.
bam, bam, bam.
Okay, got it. Now it was the same doctor that treated you, was it?
Yes.
Okay, Susan Wilson. Let me put her here then. And then let me put the address and the phone number here. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
A female.
And then will you spell out your first and last name, please?
Okay. Willie coming to Cummings.
Perfect, thank you. And then what would be the best email address for you?
Meglot.jc@gmail.com.
And that you said Meglot, MEGLOT
Right.
dot JT@gmail.com.
JC,
I'm
like
sorry.
cat.
Oh, okay, got it. JC@gmail.com. So meglot.jc@gmail.com, and then your cell phone is the 209-481-3480, right?
Correct.
And then give me your current mailing address.
It is 3620 Willow Pass Road, apartment 102, Bay Point, California, 94565.
Okay. And then we're just about done here. This next section just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Would you like to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And then the last portion is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
June 17th, 1954.
That's funny. I'm June 11th, so we're both June babies. But you
Oh,
said
that's funny.
6/17/54?
Yep.
Okay. So you're still a Gemini, right? I think it doesn't
Yep.
turn. Yeah, the next one over is like on the 20 something. So 6/17/54, and then the social.
It's 5684484887.
Okay, I'm going to text and email you an automated DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. But that's loading up, and I'll let you know as soon as I see it sent out from my system, which was just now. It shows that it was
Okay.
sent out, so if you don't see it, let me know. And then I will try to resend it for us.
Okay, I'm not really good on the phone, so hold on.
Okay,
Okay.
take your time.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so yeah, you just want to follow the prompts on there to complete the e-signature.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Boy, that doesn't look very good.
That's okay. Now, you'll know we did it correctly after it lets you tap a yellow finish button. If it goes, oh yeah, I see it just went through, so you're all set for now. The firm will call you directly in about a week or so, maybe a slight delay just because of the days off coming up for the holiday, but they'll call you to introduce themselves and then they want to double check what I sent, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So their call, even though it'll be shorter than ours, it'll be more important just because they want to reconfirm everything before they tidy you up in their system. But other than that, you are all set for now, Willie. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.